All right, my name is Dave Bilger, and my wife Bernadette, raise your hand, okay, and she came with me here today, but it's our story, and I want to share that, so, but the theme of this presentation is gratitude, so, and today, October 6th, okay, so, and a little bit of my background. Oh, okay. All right. New device here. We got things set up here. But my background, I'm a convert. I was a Methodist before I met my wife. And the Lord brought us together. And I became a Catholic over 51 years ago. We've been married a little over 51 years now. We have 4 children, 12 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild. I was an engineering manager for GM for 35 years. And I got down here by helping start the Saturn Corporation. And we moved from Michigan to Indiana to Franklin. And we've lived here for almost 30 years. And my wife said, this is it. Okay, I'm not moving anymore. So and I agree with her. And there we go. Okay, day one, this particular event, it was 3 years ago, Easter week, and I was standing in the hallway, and I was talking to my wife, and I was going to go to church to say some prayers that day because it was Easter week. And and she said what I had done is I was in the hallway talking to her. She was clean the mirror in the bathroom and everything, and I said, I'm heading for church. And all of a sudden, I kind of lurched forward, then backwards, and I put my head through the wall, hit the floor. She had a nursing background. She knew I was dead when I hit the floor. And what had happened, I had a piece of plaque tear loose in my artery. It tore my artery open in my heart and bled into my heart, formed a huge blood clot, and stopped my heart from beating. So she immediately got on the phone, and I tell everybody, don't get rid of your landline, because if you had to find your cell phone, well, you know, that caused some more issues for you. But she got a hold of the people, the EMTs, and said, here's what I'm doing. She pumped my chest 80 times a minute for 8 solid minutes. Still no heartbeat. They came in, hit me the paddles 3 times, still nothing. They continued to pump my chest and got me down to Vanderbilt Hospital. And I was in a coma here, and that's my son praying over me to Padre Pio and our Lord. And so again, I went over 15 minutes with a heartbeat. And day 3, I'm coming out of my coma, a little fuzzy. The neck brace is on there because when I hit the wall, I had ruptured my spinal column a little bit and it bled some, so I had to wear that neck brace 24 hours a day for 8 weeks to make sure I was, you know, that everything healed up properly. So, but the doctors had told my wife, chances 1 to 5% that it'll come out at all. If he does, you know, as far as the brain damage and everything else, because going that long, you know, is quite traumatic. And so they when they pulled the plug on me to see if I could survive on my own, my daughter was standing beside me. And I have a weird sense of humor, but my daughter says, Dad, they think you're dead. Show them you're not dead. You know, wake up. 41 minutes, I woke up, and I'm going, where am I? What's going on, you know? The doctors explained what happened to me. So I was concerned, well, how did you patch my heart up? You know, so they said they put a couple of stents, you know, along the tear and everything, so they wouldn't have to go back in again, you know, and they were amazed. So there's no explanation for this other than it's a miracle of God. And so that third day, I was removed from CCU into a regular room. That's my wife. And you tell what you felt about Padre Pio.
Well, the whole time that I was doing CPR on him, his head was laying in his office and his feet out in the hall, but on his bookshelf, he has a statue of Padre Pio, and I know David was very dedicated to Padre Pio, and so I was looking at the statue at the same time I was doing CPR, and all of a sudden, I just felt really warm. And I knew it was going to be okay.
So, thank you. Day four, feeling great. Praise the Lord. And my first meal. There's a good friend of mine, another story about him, Father Xavier, when we had the healing mass, Ted had just discovered he had cancer. And as he was coming up the line, Father Xavier looked up and he said, "Somebody here in front of me has cancer." And he was surprised, you know. So when he got up to Father Xavier, he said, "You're the one, aren't you?" "Yes, I am." And he said, "Your cancer cells are being killed right now. Laid hands on you. You will be healed." But what happened, because of all the other trauma he had gone through the year before, his heart gave out on him. The doctor said that your cancer stopped growing. But he passed away with a heart attack. And that was the end of it. So I, good friend of mine. Hey, I'm ready to get out of here. And there I am heading home. Day five. Miracle of God. And there's the EMTs. I went down to see them the following week for three reasons. One, to thank them. Two, to tell them about Jesus Christ. And if you hadn't accepted Jesus yet, you never know when, right? Here I am, perfectly healthy, things are going smooth, and wow, look what happens. So they, and of course, when I walked in, they looked at me and said, "Are you the man that died last week?" You know, I said, "Yep." And they said, "Well, we break ribs and everything when we do the CPR on people, you know. Are you sore?" I said, I don't have a pain anywhere. Chest, nothing. Even my neck felt great, you know, no problem. But yeah, we talked, and then of course my wife, you know, and part of the gratitude. How many people go down and thank the EMTs? Not very many people get down there to see those EMTs. They do the Lord's work, basically saving people. So we took a nice picture out by the fire engines there. Okay. Enjoying a day of the sun. I teach Tai Chi at our church. So I've exercised all my life. And of course, part of this thing, what's going on? You know? Why are these things happening? But I got up there and Bernadette made sure I had a walking stick because she didn't want me falling again. I don't blame her. And then there I am back in church. And we have our choir director, he sings a song. There's a presence in this place. So I added that to the slide. And gratitude, definition of gratitude. The state of being grateful, warm and friendly, feeling towards the benefactor. Kindness, awakened by favor received, thankfulness. Gratitude was first used back in 1523, it says, and in Latin, gratus. Zig Ziglar, one of my favorite motivational speakers. He talks about gratitude is the best attitude. You know, I've talked to my grandkids. I want to see you change your attitude to gratitude, okay? So a lot of lectures we give our grandkids, right, and kids. And gratitude requires us to take action. Silent gratitude doesn't help anybody, okay? So, and we have 86,400 seconds a day to use. Take a few of those. Take some action. Tell people how thankful you are that you have them as friends. Again, silent gratitude doesn't help anyone. Thank you, Jesus. allow us to celebrate positive events in our life. That's the power of gratitude. Churches, friendships, activities, provides a clear focus on your priority. We definitely, after this event, we have a different priority in our lives. You value more things. You appreciate the friends and family. Improves our ability to handle stress, major traumas. You put in the hands of God. You know, several years ago, I finally realized I'm not in control. You've heard the old story about a guy driving around the parking lot. Help me, God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to find a parking place. I'm late. You turn the corner. There's an empty parking place. Say, oh, never mind. I found it. Right? Right? So that's... We have very little control. I thought I had 5% control, you know, because I've always tried to take good care of myself. Your body is your temple, right? So you strengthen social ties and your self-worth. Better connections. Be able to identify with those who have a positive impact on your life. Tell them how much you appreciate them. They don't know until you say something. And you recognize and improve your ability to help others. God has given you a lot of charisms, right? Do we use them? I've got a few, and I'm using some of them, but I'll tell you, I'm not there yet as far as using all the gifts that God has given me and talents. And again, credit those people. Recognize them. How much they mean to you. You know, one word to them can make their day. It's unbelievable. People are fighting a lot of demons that you know nothing about. So as you approach people, approach it in that way. Tell them how much you appreciate them. And it takes practice. I underline practice. It does take practice. The key to gratitude is to see all of life as a gift. Everything we've got. The time we have with each other. I also have a grief share program I'll talk about in a little bit. But that grief share program, one of the things that we recognize is the fact we own nothing on this earth. We bring nothing to this earth. We take nothing away, right? When we go to heaven, we take only ourselves. So everything we have on this earth is given to us as a gift from God. Appreciate the time you have with each other. And that's the key there. Practice, practice, practice. Gratitude is an action. It's essential for happiness. For me, I have a peace of mind I've never experienced before. For example, in 2010, I had a blockage in my widowmaker artery, and a lot of anxiety after that. Well, this event took care of that anxiety. After that, my fear went away. Now, do I have issues occasionally? Oh, yeah. The human nature comes back. What if, what if, what if? You can't live in the what if world. You know, you can what if yourself forever. But God tells us many times, fear not, I am with you. Be not afraid. That's in the Bible 365 times. 365 times. Wow. Is there a coincidence? That's one for every day, right? So, takes practice. So I believe I'm developing a better sense of what it means to serve others. I work under a handicap, okay? I'm a man. That's my handicap. So, and that's why I have my wife with me. Jesus makes it clear we're here to serve others. Serving others is our key. By doing so, we benefit more so than what those that we serve. And so many times I've asked God, well, give me some of your work. And he does. I'm going, oh, wait a minute. I'm not qualified for that. Give me something else. You know? And I said, well, no, I've got it. Okay. But somehow we're able to get through it with all the people and the resources we have. He doesn't stop giving me those things. So sometimes I wonder, I'm not qualified. My wife helps me out with that too. And the grief share program is an example. We have people that have traumas like you'd never believe before. Children that have committed suicide are in my program right now. I'm talking about 35, 40-year-old children. You know, And this program is a 13-week program. We've run over 300 people through that program so far in the last 9 years. We're going to our 10th year right now. It's a worldwide program, Grease Share is. There's a lot of churches doing it. Father Bala, somehow after my 2010 event, I found myself raising my hand and volunteering, if you will. And I've been with it ever since. There's been times where I'm going, hey, I'm not made for this. I can't do this. And Bernadette convinces me, you can. You can do this. And the benefits you see from that, just the fact that the trauma you're going through, losing a wife, losing a child. Losing a child is even worse than losing a spouse. Not to diminish the loss of a spouse, but a child thing, my experience has been, it is, and they even tell you that in the videotapes we have, that it's many times worse. The trauma really affects them to that degree. So Tai Chi, I got to mention that because, again, taking care of your body, okay? I have so many people that are able to. I had one person, she says, I couldn't walk, I used to walk a mile and everything else. She got on this program. She went to Alaska with her husband, 6-week trip. She goes, I walked everywhere like I never have in years. And it's due to the Tai Chi program. Tai Chi is a holistic, it's a foundation for other martial arts, but it's what we teach is how to breathe, meditate, spiritual. It's balance, flexibility, breathing, and meditation, and spiritual. Those are the five things in Tai Chi. And the gratitude I get from those people, say, it's a free program at St. Philip. I got 60 to 70 people coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's amazing what it does for them. And so many of them come up, hey, thank you for doing this. It's a great ministry. And there's, I've got 6 denominations in there. I just got a Mormon in my program. But you can see when you're getting all the denominations together how powerful that is. And again, gratitude expressed is overwhelming. It pushes me to continuously improve the program. So gratitude is a motivator. The people I've met are amazing. I'm so blessed and grateful. And gratitude is a driver, a motivator, an enricher, a connector, connects you with people. It's an enabler, it's a developer, it's a creator, and a healer. It improves you both physically, mentally, and above all, spiritually. Gratitude is one of God's most powerful gifts. It is a gift. Thank you for your time. Okay.